And morning show. Joining us now at our studios is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Jeff. Yeah. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you for making the trip down to, up to Northfield, I guess it
you,
would be.
You bet.
Hey, we've got, this is September the 1st already. The summer is behind us for the most part. We still have some big things coming up, including this weekend, of course, Labor Day weekend. We've got The Steam and Gas Engine Show between here and Faribault, just south of Dundas. So, things going on. Let's start off, I guess, with Labor Day weekend, and it seems like there's always been a traffic enforcement people on the lookout. Your officers busy that weekend?
Yeah. So this is the last busy weekend, travel weekend on the roadways. So we'll have extra enforcement out, and then. A reminder on Highway 3, when you're traveling that this weekend, with there's no designated turn lanes or bypass lanes turning into the steam and gas engine. So just make sure you're aware of the traffic moving in and out of there. So that can, it's a nice straightaway, but it's, you know, things happen.
Yeah, you have to be careful when you're approaching that. You had, moving on to our next topic, you had an officer cleared earlier this month, or I should say last month, today's the first, we're in September now, but in a very unfortunate incident that happened back in January. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Sergeant Peterson was cleared of any criminal charges on his crash involving Miss Wesley. I think it's January 29th, actually. So it seems like a long time ago, but realistically, it's that's about how long these situations take to get through the system. And he's doing well. excuse me. And
for our listeners out there, he was on patrol that night, and she was actually lying in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, so he had just left the city of Morristown and was on Highway 60, and she was laying in the eastbound traffic lane. It's not well lit there, and the tax report showed that she was about three times the legal limit. So, but yeah, very unfortunate situation. Can't change what happened, though.
No. But and as you mentioned, there has to, in a situation like that, there is investigation. There was camera, video evidence of it, and he was cleared. So we wish him certainly the best, even though you're cleared of the charges. Something like that. That has to be a very difficult thing for just the person individually going through that and having that happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something you'll never forget. You work through it. You get, you know, you have to deal with it. And he's done a good job with that.
We talked with P.T. Hyder of the Northfield Police Department here a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking about getting some mental health and some services that officers need. You know, you go through something like that, and your officers, I'm sure, deputies see a lot of different things over the course of their careers, and that can have an impact. That can certainly impact you mentally and emotionally. The services that they get, are you getting those? He talked about them in Northfield here. Are we getting that in Rice County as well?
Yeah, so one thing I pushed for when I was chief deputy is to have mental health wellness sessions. So I tried getting it through, but, you know, everything costs money. And when we lost Sergeant Justin Hunt to an off-duty death, I pushed for it again. And at that time, Sheriff Troydon said, yeah, go ahead. So I made it mandatory for all of our staff to attend that so they know exactly what it is. Because if you never experience something, you really don't know what you're missing out on, right? So everybody had to attend that. We paid them to attend. We paid for the session. And so now going forward, I kept that that service or whatever you want to call it available to my staff. And so they can attend two sessions every year for free. And the county pays for that.
And has that been well received by the staff?
Yes.
All right.
I had a lot of good compliments and thank yous on it. So.
All right. Let's move on to the jail. We were talking, and Rich had gone, before he went on the air, Rich was talking about he had been down to the ribbon cutting ceremony for that, which happened.
The groundbreaking,
yes. Groundbreaking, yeah. How'd everything go there?
It went pretty well. It's they hauled in a load of sand, so we didn't have to shovel the hard dirt. So that was nice of everybody, and had a good day for it. Actually, I stop in about every other day just to see how the site's going, and they're actually ahead of schedule right now with the earth movement of all the dirt and everything. So it's looking really good.
Yeah, that we've had, I guess, fairly good weather. You know, it rains on the weekend, but yeah. So by Monday when they come back, it's fairly dried out, but that probably helped loosen up that dirt a little bit. I imagine it was like just bedrock down there without the rain.
So one thing we did also is we have drone pilots and they have to do monthly training. So one thing we added was, so every week we fly the whole construction site. So we're going to do like a timeline. So when this is all said and done, we can put something together that the public can see how we started and where we got to. So,
oh, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
When is that going to be done? Will it be done in 2023 sometime?
Four.
It's going to be 24?
Yeah. Originally, it's the fall of 24. I don't know. From what I've been told, it'd probably be a little sooner than there because they're ahead of schedule on a lot of things. And we're supposed to get our concrete preformed walls in March. Now it sounds like they're coming in January. So...
Yeah, that I'm sure while they were planning, there was a lot of shortages, or there were a lot of shortages going on, and kinks in the supply chain and such. From what I understand, overall, it's gotten a little better than it has was at one point during the pandemic, but hopefully they're going to be able to get those in on a timely basis going forward.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was finding people who actually wanted to work.
Yeah.
The labor supply out there is a little, there's lots of jobs, but not a lot of people for those jobs. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We even feel it here. Folks, we do have a job opening at KYMN Radio, if you'd like a job in the highly rewarding field of small-town radio and media. Once again, Jesse Thomas is with us with the Rice County Sheriff's Department. He is the Rice County Sheriff. You know, we talk about this quite often when we have you in or when we had Troy in, but people just keep coming up with new stuff, and that's scams. What have you seen lately? Are they still alive and well and living in every corner of the planet?
Yeah, so like I always say, if it seems too good to be true, it is. So I get an email on my personal email probably, you know, three times a week saying I won this Yeti cooler. Well, I didn't register to win it. I didn't register for a Yeti cooler. I didn't enter any sweepstakes or anything like that to win anything. So how did I win a Yeti cooler? So I don't even respond to it. So if you get a phone call from somebody asking, saying that you won something, you need to send us $100 and we'll ship it to you. It's more than likely a scam, especially if you didn't register to try to win it. So,
and if you do answer those, even out of curiosity, they're going to keep at it.
Yeah. Once they know that you're picking up the phone, they'll keep at you.
So it's best to, you know, watch your phone, watch your email. And,
yeah, and if you don't recognize a number on your phone, don't answer it. Let it go to voicemail.
Have you seen much on that? Are we getting many reports on social media? I would imagine they're probably using some form of social media as well to scam people.
Yeah, I think any way they can contact the public, and you know, if they contact 100 people, one person falls for it, it's a win for them. So
yeah,
send you know, it all the out one we that. Used to see, we still see it once in a while, but the one where they'll call an elderly person and say, hey, we have your grandson here. He needs $1,000 to bail out of jail or whatever. Send us, you know, some gift cards or send us some cash. Don't fall for that. Make sure you fact check that. Contact your grandson. Ask for the name of the person they have. Make sure it's legit. And 99.9% of the time, those are all scams.
All right. Sheriff, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in?
No, just give a shout out to my brother. It's his 51st birthday today. So
is he? Okay. Yep. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
That is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We'll have Rich in with local news coming up in just a couple of minutes. MNN is next.